Podcast and our Community Connection brought to you this morning by Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma. I get to spend a little bit of time this morning talking with Kathy Zervas from the Bartlesville Ballet. First of all, good morning. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Good morning, Charlie. How are you?
It's a great day in the neighborhood, you know. whether I get to keeping people informed about the weather if it happens or shout and surprise if it doesn't happen, either way, I enjoy what I do most of the time.
Good. Yeah. Me too.
The ballet, a Christmastime favorite around Bartlesville. I'm not sure the number of years that you've been presenting the Nutcracker. I'll just say it's been a long time.
The Civic Ballet was founded in 1970, and we've done the full-length Nutcracker since 1975, so it has been quite a tradition here in Bartlesville.
Yeah, we'll talk more about the presentation later, because we've got an event this weekend that kind of helps fund the overall presentation, the overall ballet program throughout the rest of the year, right?
It does. It funds at least this part of the year, and of course, it's coming up tomorrow night. It's going to come no matter what. Rain, snow, sleet, whatever. We are ready to go. And Christmas a la carte is the name of our fundraiser. And the reason we named it that was because there's many parts of this fundraiser. There's like three fundraisers rolled into one. Mm-hmm. We have a bake shop, and we have a enchilada sale. And we have a Christmas shop, too. So besides touring four fabulous homes in Bartlesville that are all decorated for Christmas, we have all those things available in the homes as well to make it just that much more fun.
Well, folks, those four hosts of your homes, I'm sure, have been preparing, sprucing, cleaning, dusting, all the things just that you want to do to show off your home since they put the dishes away from Thanksgiving.
That's exactly right. Thankfully, we had a week in between. And so, yes, they're very ready, and we have four homes. We try to get as unique of a selection as possible, but just having the homeowners say yes to this is fabulous. We have two downtown. One is a historic home. Mm-hmm. It used to be Paul Endicott's home. I guess that's how everybody remembers it.
Depending on how far back your history goes.
Right. It's owned now by Mary and Harry Deeth. Mm-hmm. It's on Cherokee Avenue. And then we have a small bungalow home on Osage that has been turned into an Airbnb. And it's owned by Sue and Wayne McLean. It's a darling house. They rent it out for people to stay when they have company here in town. Totally redid the house, gutted it completely, added a completely new front porch, and it's just really great. And that's where our Sugar Plum shop will be, which is our gift shop.
Mm-hmm. And that's a great place to get some gifts, and frequently gifts that say something special about Bartlesville.
Right, it is. And of course, about the ballet. We have tons of Nutcrackers for sale, of course, and a lot of ballet ornaments. And we have some gifts, too, that are just for the holidays and for all year round.
Absolutely. And so many people end up collecting Nutcrackers just because, it first of all, they come in all shapes, sizes, and varieties. Yes, there's the traditional look, but then you get all kinds of things that at least I never thought of that you could make a Nutcracker out of.
And, right.
You know, I've seen them as frogs. I've seen them as, obviously, the tin soldier, the traditional look. But all those other things that, well, I never thought of making a Nutcracker from that. You know?
Yeah, they are very collectible. Although the people, you can tell the ones that do collect them, because they just fly out the door. We sell out of Nutcrackers every year. We take this same shop to the Nutcracker. Mm-hmm. And boy, the kids just love them. They're very colorful and certainly wonderful to decorate with.
Absolutely. It's a fun piece. It's something depending on if it sits on a coffee table or something, it's a conversation piece around the house. And it seems as though just about everybody notices them when you have one out on display.
Right, right. The other two homes, we have one in Hillcrest Heights. It's Debbie and Tom Horton's home. It's a wonderful cottagey type home. And then the other home is a newer home. It's just outside of Deerfield. It's owned by Shauna and Howard Thill. It's a very large home, and that's where our bake shop's going to be. on their enormous marble island that they have in their kitchen, and then the enchiladas will be sold there as well.
And bake shops, the scents seem to drift out outside the walls of the home. There's usually, you know, somebody's got a window open someplace, and on a crisp evening, you can probably smell the smell of cinnamon and baked goods a block or so away.
Yeah, even though they're already prepared, you can still smell it when you walk in the door. We have... This is one of the biggest years for our bake shop. We have over 70 bakers. And all we did was say, would you mind? And they said, no, we'd love to help out. And this is a huge addition to our fundraising effort. And as well as the enchiladas, which I have a team of 8 very skilled cooks.
Wow.
And we do an assembly line and put those up and freeze them and sell them then.
That's the nice thing about getting them. And I most places sell them in like groups of 10 or something like that. So you can either take it home and enjoy it the next day or just stick them in the freezer for some cold wintry day when you actually do have snow on the ground and you don't feel like cooking. Pull it out, thaw it out, put it in the oven. You're good.
Right. I just think it's a great thing to have, especially if you've got company during the holidays and you're tired of turkey and ham. It's kind of fun to get out the enchiladas and have a little Mexican flair to your holiday schedule.
No matter where I don't care if you grew up in New England, it's still something that we do around here, and why not have some? So it's good.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
And besides that, everything goes to support the ballet.
Right. We've been putting on the house tour since 1979, mm-hmm. and had a little bit of a hiatus when our guild folded. As most guilds around town have, because the volunteerism is just on a different scale nowadays. But it was such a wonderful tradition that we didn't want to drop it. And so the board has picked it up. And I call people that used to be on the guild that love doing it, and they look forward to it. And it's just kind of part of their holiday tradition.
And I would guess that the family members of the dancers also have a interest in, you know, continuing the traditions of the ballet. And one or two of those families just step forward, and all of a sudden they bring their friends in, and you've got a whole new cadre of people.
Right. That's the whole point. It's a community effort, mm-hmm. for sure. We could not do it without the community because, you know, when you don't have a guild anymore, which our guild numbered 130,
wow.
You depend on the community to help you. And they've really stepped up and helped the ballet. It's a wonderful thing.
You know, whatever organization I speak with on this program, when it talks about the volunteers, the people that come seemingly out of the workshop, the woodwork in Bartlesville, you've got a fundraiser, would you like some help? Sure, how can I help? You know,
right.
What can I donate? When can I be there? What do you want me to cook?
Well, even if they don't know anything about ballet, they think it's important to have a ballet company in town.
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not they go to the performances, they love this fundraiser. And we are going to have this fundraiser. It will not be canceled. All the homeowners are ready and going to have their walks cleaned off, and it will be safe walking. They knew about this event coming, this weather event, for the last week. As Charlie, as you said, it's up and down. How much snow we're going to get, we don't know yet, but... as happens in Oklahoma, we just prepare for the worst and hope for the best. But it will go on. It will not be canceled.
Yeah, this is not a particularly postponable event. People have got their
homes
set.
Right.
The food is ready. The baked goods are probably in the process of being baked today.
Right.
And they won't be good next week.
No, you're right. It's going to be great. We've only had a weather issue probably 4 times in all the years we've done this. So anyway, we're looking forward to it. We hope it lends itself to the festive feel of Christmas.
Now, this is a ticketed event. You want to obviously get tickets sold in advance, not that people can't or wouldn't buy at the door. But the point is, it's more convenient if you buy now.
Right, it is. And they'll be for sale till tomorrow until about 2 o'clock. And then you can purchase them at the door. For now, you can buy them at Moxie on 2nd and the American Heritage Bank, who is our sponsor, mm-hmm. of this event, and also the Rustic Cuff in Dewey. not the rustic touch, excuse me, in Dewey. And those, they're $15 ahead of this, ahead of the tour, and they're $20 at the door of any of the homes if you can't decide whether this is something you want to do or you miss the deadline of 2 o'clock tomorrow. So.
And even if you buy a ticket and then all of a sudden you say you can't come, it's still a donation. It supports
what the
ballet does. That's
right, and it's not a huge donation for anyone. I mean, if they can't do the weather thing, then thank you so much for your donation. You know, we really appreciate that.
Yeah,
so.
And this is just a great deal. Again, thanks to, I'm sure there are some sponsors we need to thank. Battle of the Card, I see printing courtesy of Bartlesville Print Shop.
Right, the Bartlesville Print Shop did all of our printing for us, the brochures, the posters and the tickets, and we thank Sean for that. He's been very willing to do that for us in the last few years. So
yeah, the business community,
that.
But in this particular case, since we're thanking the print shop, they do a lot of good things for a lot of organizations and cut their costs so that basically they're doing it as a public service.
Right, exactly. So tomorrow night the tour starts at 7 and it goes till 9:30. Saturday is from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m., and Sunday is from 1 to 4 p.m.
And it is an opportunity. There is no particular start-stop. As long as you make all the stops along the route, you've completed the tour.
Right. And you can use the ticket over the weekend. If you only have time to do two houses, let's say you go tonight and you only have time to do two houses, the ticket is good for the whole weekend. So you can complete. You've got the weekend to do four houses. In other words,
that's real doable.
Yeah, I hope so.
Again, we're talking about one on Stonewall, one on Cherokee, one on Skyline, and one on Osage. Reasonably close in that they're all in town, but they're not all in the same neighborhood. So
right, and they're completely different styles, all of them, and have different histories, and they're all just it's fun. Most people go for two reasons. One is to see the homes themselves. Mm-hmm. That's probably the primary reason. The second reason is to get some decorating ideas. So and to go shopping.
Sure. That added benefit. You get food.
Right. Absolutely.
We're talking with Kathy Zervas this morning. It is the Christmas a la carte 2018, all in support of the Bartlesville Ballet. We'll preview just a little bit on the ballet coming up next weekend when we continue on K1 in just a moment.
Announcing the new Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, two of Oklahoma's premier orthopedic experts, Central State Orthopedics and Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, EOC, have now merged to become Oklahoma's premier orthopedic healthcare expert, Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, PLLC. So if you're in need of back surgery, knee or hip replacement, call the specialist at Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma now offers the best orthopedic care in the state, and I should know. It's where I had my back surgery. So whether you're in need of back surgery, hip or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, located in the Natalie Building at 65th and Yale. Call 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, talking with Kathy Zervas, again from the Bartlesville Ballet, the Christmas a la carte 2018. We'll go run through where you can get tickets again in just a moment or so, but tickets for next weekend's performance at the Community Center, of course, through the Community Center box office.
Right. You can also purchase them on our website, too, but the box office is convenient for everyone. Next Saturday night at 7:30 would be our first performance, and then Sunday our matinee will be at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I think the weather's supposed to be really good for next weekend.
Should be real nice. I know we're going to make it up into the back into the 50s by Wednesday. So whatever happens over this weekend, it came to pass,
so to
speak.
Right.
But next weekend, right now, should be I'll say much more. weather that we can get out and go see a show in.
Sure.
Some of the roles are fairly constant. I know some of the non-dancing roles, people have held some of those roles for a number of years, but the dancers look forward to changing roles each year, right?
Oh, yes. And as the dancers progress in their training, they look forward to, oh, I can't wait to be a flower or a snowflake. And those roles usually go to the company members. Mm-hmm. They're the ones that are the older girls, usually 9th through 12th grade. Sometimes we include the 8th graders in mm-hmm. that, depending on their ability.
Sure.
These are tough technical roles. Mm-hmm. The choreography is very, very difficult. Soily Arvola is our associate. She associates with Katie Matney, and they together are the artistic directors. And Soily helps. She really does the choreography.
She has been a veteran for this thing for a
many
long
years,
time.
Over 20. Yeah, wow. She is the most amazing seamstress ever. She creates unbelievable tutus and other kinds of costumes. We're doing Coppelia in the spring, mm-hmm. and have gotten a wonderful grant for new costumes for that in two areas that she's in the process of making now. But that was part of her training. She was born in Finland mm-hmm. and learned at the opera house there, and they had to learn how to make costumes.
Well, Tchaikovsky gave you some great music. It's not necessarily always easy to dance to, but he gave you some great music nonetheless.
Yes,
so
he did.
It really is a combined sensory almost overload, the visual, the music, everything that goes together. When do the dancers start preparing for this performance?
They start in September. The girls audition for the company then, or sometimes, I guess this year they auditioned in May before they left for the summer. But the community, we have an open-wide community audition for the other parts, mm-hmm. the smaller parts. And those are held in September, and we start rehearsing then. You know, really, they only have the weekends to rehearse.
Mm-hmm.
We don't do rehearsals much during the week. Those are just classes. So there's not very many weekends between September and the Nutcracker, if you count fall break and Thanksgiving and those kinds of holidays.
Yeah.
You know, they take them off too. So it's pretty intensive.
And then, of course, then they have done their part so that by now you bring in some out-of-town dancers for some of the lead roles.
Right.
And everything. I know it's hard work, but I'm going to say to the community, it magically falls together, and we always get a great performance.
It's amazing. You know, actually, if the girls stick with it long enough, they know almost every part,
mm-hmm.
Whether they're doing it or not, because they are in the wings. Sometimes they understudy for some of those parts, and so the choreography isn't foreign to them unless they're a brand new dancer. But we are having Mendogas and Vilia back again. They are our favorite guest artists,
mm-hmm.
and they are just wonderful to work with. And most of all, they're wonderful for the girls to have experience with. Their work ethic is amazing, and they're so kind to them and interact with the company very well. And I think it's a really good experience for them to be around the guest artists.
Well, it's like our orchestra members that used to come in every year from New York. The friendships that are acquainted,
right.
And some of them through master classes and other things. Again, the young students get to know these real performers that come and help them create the Nutcracker every year.
They do. And they just get in the spirit of it. And the friendships, like you said, are just invaluable, and mostly the experience of dancing with professionals is invaluable to them.
Yep.
And they take it, girls take it more seriously.
Sure.
And some of them go on to perform outside of Bartlesville.
And I think that's really what makes it special all the way around, that several of us, at least family, can say it all started right here back when they were, pick the year, third grade, fourth grade, fifth grade, whatever.
Sure. Yeah. And the girls, like I said, look forward to advancing to the parts that are just those technical parts. Being in the company is quite a thrill for them, and they really take it to heart. They really learn quickly, and they're just great to watch. It's fun to watch the progression through the years.
It really is. Tickets for the ballet performance, again, through the Community Center
right.
box office or through your website.
Right.
Different classes of tickets as far as front
we have
and back
adults. And we have adults and children.
Okay.
And then if there's a group, then they have a special rate for groups of 10 or more. So.
And, of course, tickets for this weekend. It is a non-cancelable event. You're going to hold it.
No matter what.
Freeze or dry.
No matter what. Yes, tickets for this weekend, again, can be purchased at Moxie on 2nd, which is right next door to the Bartlesville Print Shop, and at the American Heritage Bank, who is our sponsor, mm-hmm. and up at the Rustic Touch in Dewey, the store that's unfortunately going out of business in January. They're retiring from mm-hmm. business,
yeah.
but they wanted to have a last time to be able to help us out. So.
Those friendships with businesses, again, part of what has made our ballet special.
Right, right.
Well, thank you for coming in this morning.
Well, thank you for having me.
For your dedication to the ballet, your students, for your reason for originally getting involved, have moved on, but you're still involved.
I am still involved. My daughter Melissa does have her own ballet company in Phoenix, and all because of her association with Bartlesville. We have given her company some of our old costumes that we were just going to, I don't know what we were going to do with them. They were going to just collect dust. So we gave her, and she was thrilled and has built from that. She uses the skirts from our snow costumes that she wore when she was in high school. So it's a legacy, honestly. Charlotte would be thrilled to know that her vision for Bartlesville Civic Ballet has continued through other communities.
That's the real proof right there.
Yeah, it really is.
Again, Kathy, thank you so much for coming in this morning. It is a Bartlesville tradition. You need to go. You need to go this weekend. I don't care if you've seen the last 20 performances or not. You need to go see this one. It will be different because, like any live performance, music, theater, whatever, it is created in the moment just for you.
That's right. And we do change the costumes and we do change the choreography according to the skill level of the dancers. So we want them to look good and be confident on the stage. So
tickets are available. Again, get your tickets for this weekend. Check them out online at the Bartlesville Ballet website. It is bartlesvillecivicballet.org. Am I correct?
I think so.
Google it.
You can't miss it if you Google it.
There you go. Kathy Zervas with us this morning on AM 1400, 93.3 FM K1. More coming up in just a bit. It is 42 degrees in Bartlesville.
My grandson Riley was so excited to go to the Rainforest Cafe and see all the sights and sounds and the animals.